We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Heidi Ray. Now, Heidi, you're a Canadian country singer, and you're based in Dawson Creek, British Columbia?
Yeah, that's my hometown. Right now, I'm actually a few hundred miles south of that. I'm just going to University of Prince George, BC right now.
Okay, good. Now, you've been interested in performing since, I guess, the age of three. You started at about the age of three?
Yeah, I did my first solo in church when I was 3 years old. My mom played the piano for me, and it's just been every day since then.
Okay, so your parents are very interested in you. Certainly, I guess they wanted you to have a musical career from the time you were a child, because they put you in different types of courses, voice and dancing. And
yeah, my parents have been incredibly supportive of my dream. I've taken guitar lessons, piano lessons. I was in five different types of dance and theater practices. They were always running me to some sort of lesson or theater practice or something all throughout my childhood and teens. So
that's great. And I guess it certainly paid off. Now you're beginning to see the results of all that, I guess.
Yeah, this past year, year and a half has really started to take off for my career. And it's been well worth it, I think.
It's been a big year. Now you've released your debut CD.
Yeah, that was released in April this past year.
Okay, and that was recorded in Nashville?
Yeah, right on Music Row there. So much fun.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's produced by a guy named Arlo Gillum. He's now the bass player for Emerson Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him a couple years ago in Nashville, and we just got to be friends and started writing together. And then I came up with the idea that I wanted to start recording, and he said, "Well, let me produce it. I'd love the chance to do that." So we went down to Nashville last Christmas and spent a few weeks there in the studios down on Music Row, and got to work with some amazing musicians that are playing for all sorts of stars right now. And oh, it was just such an incredible, humbling experience. It was truly wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That must have been quite the experience, and a great chance to network too. Now, do you write a lot of your songs?
Yeah, and you know, I'm finding that writing is becoming more and more important. You know, years ago, I wanted to be a singer, but as you get more into the business and you realize how important writing is, and so I've been doing a lot more writing lately.
That's great. And is there any particular your ideas from your experiences, perhaps, or?
I think I'm kind of like most writers, where it's, you know, we like to write about things that we've lived through or experienced or have seen firsthand. I think that's a lot of my songs are based around things that I've seen and done.
You were a three-time semi-finalist in the Pacific National Exhibition Talent Contest, a semi-finalist in CMT's Karaoke Star, and you placed in the top 100 of the Canadian Idol. So that's quite an honor.
Yeah, well, it was. Those are things that I had done throughout my teens, and definitely were different experiences that helped, you know, make me a more well-rounded entertainer, and kind of gives you a piece of what to expect to come in the business for sure.
Well, you've certainly been busy in your teens, so you have a lot of experience already. So that definitely puts you in a great place. How would you describe your music? I know that The List, I guess, was the first single off your debut album, and after that, it was Never the Bride?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's kind of new country, but I would never call it crossover or pop or anything. It's definitely country. You know, I'm a big fan of fiddle and steel guitar, you know, and I think that you can take a catchy sound that, you know, might be, you know, more Carrie Underwood or Taylor Swift, where it's crossover, but I like to add, you know, that fiddle and those real country acoustic instruments, and you know, keep it country. So.
Okay, that's great. That's interesting, because you play the guitar, but you also play the classical piano, the mandolin, harmonica, trumpet, and keys. Wow, so you're playing a lot of instruments there.
Yeah, you know, piano and mandolin and guitar are definitely my stronger instruments. harmonica, you can use that once in a while. It's kind of hard to play the harmonica when you're singing, so use that just once in a while. And trumpet, I haven't actually played in a couple years now, but I was getting pretty good on it when I was in high school, but not really that practical anymore as a country singer.
Okay. Well, definitely a lot of instruments there. And are some of them self-taught?
I actually learned guitar when I was 13 in a class in junior high.
Okay.
The teacher, he taught 30 of us.
And
that was pretty much all the guitar I had. We learned our, probably five or six basic chords and some notes, learned a song or two. But other than that, guitar is pretty self-taught. I took piano lessons religiously through, I think I started when I was about 7 and took them right up until I was about 17. So
wow.
That was definitely not self-taught.
Music is certainly a big part of your life, Heidi.
Yeah. One day, I can't remember why. Oh, my sister-in-law had emailed me and said, Heidi, I think you need to learn a new instrument. And I said, okay, well, I like mandolin, so I'm going to go to the music store and buy a mandolin. And that very day, I went to the music store, I bought a mandolin, and I started playing it. So it's just one of those things where if you want it, you just kind of do it. So
that's great. That's a great message, too. If you want it, just go out and get it. That's great. And you have a website?
Yeah, it's just www.heidiray.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find me on MySpace and cmt.ca and Facebook. I'm doing the whole Twitter thing.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
All these networking tools.
Okay, so lots of places to find you. And if we go to your website, I guess we can purchase your debut album there too?
Yes, you can. It's also available in all the online music stores right now. So iTunes and Rhapsody, Amazon, all those kind of stores.
That's great. That's a great way to purchase it too. Good.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Good. Any special plans for the new year?
I'm going down to Nashville this Christmas, and we're going to start a new project, more recording, and lots of writing. So that's I'm really looking forward to that. A month and, well, I guess most of December I'll be in Nashville, which is one of my favorite places. So hopefully some good things will come of that for the new year, and more festivals next summer. We'll see where it goes.
That's great. Well, we certainly wish you all the luck in the world. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Heidi?
Oh, I just want to thank you all so much for playing, the singles, especially this last one, Ever the Bride. It's been a good song for me, and it's opened a lot of doors for me as well, and it's done fairly well at Canadian radio, so I'm very grateful to radio for playing it.
Oh, that's great. It's a great song, very catchy, especially the beginning. Great song, and we really enjoy it, and that's great. We certainly like to promote the Canadian country artist here. So thanks very much, Heidi, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Heidi Ray, and the song is called Never the Bride.
But I wish it was me in that wedding dress, yeah. too. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. What's a girl got?